This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Even overcoming perceived technical difficulties. Here we are coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's Friday, and joining us again from wherever he is in the world today, from Combat Speed LLC, is Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Bill? I'm doing well.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of music do you like? I need to make you a proper intro. I need to be rolling something whenever you're coming on board. What kind of music do you like?
That would have to be something AC/DC.
AC/DC, okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite rock band.
I can find you some AC/DC.
Very cool. AC/DC,
that's right. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So where are you at, and what are you doing now this particular evening?
Right now, I'm on the road, man. I'm just driving back to the house. I put in a dead range day, and I cut it kind of tight. But I've got nothing but road in front of me.
Right.
Road and time.
Now, you revealed something to me today that I didn't know about you, but you've been nursing an injury.
Absolutely. The injury to date has been, for the past year, my right Achilles tendon.
Right.
And I am just well enough to believe I'm ready to test it by shooting a match. So we're going to see how that shakes out. I'm going to shoot a match this coming Tuesday evening, a USPSA match, at the Wyoming Antelope Club in St. Petersburg. And the thing I really like about that club is they have short, violent courses of fire. High round count, and if you're in the 15 to 20 second realm, you're okay for that course of fire.
Right,
they're pretty quick.
So,
but we'll see what happens.
So, for you,
okay,
ex-military, I mean highest echelon of military as far as ground combat is concerned. And the other stuff that you've done in the past and everything, an injury like this has got to be sort of brutal.
Absolutely. I'm glad this didn't happen to me earlier in life. But I have sustained injuries over the years. I've had my neck replaced, my knees replaced, three spinal surgeries, and I've had to put up with the majority of the reparations work over the last 5 years. So this is the first time that I've actually really felt good physically without having to nurse one kind of injury over another or in conjunction with another injury. But that's something that everybody has to learn to do, not only through occupation or profession. It's hard on your body, and the older you get, the more you have to start paying attention to it.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'll be 59 November 2nd.
Well, why was I thinking I was older than you? You've got me by When will you be 59?
November 2nd.
So you got me by 6 months.
Okay, that's cool.
You crafty devil.
I'll tell you, man, it wasn't easy.
I get that. Now, having an injury like this, as far as your self-defense, as far as the way you handle your self-defense, do you have to make any sort of an adjustment with that? I mean, okay. So
absolutely.
Explain that to me.
I'll explain it to you as I have had to explain it on several occasions. When, for example, after my major surgeries, like my back, my neck, my knees, I felt extremely vulnerable, and I was more likely to go to guns in a very rapid manner of escalation of force,
right,
a lot quicker than I would if I were healthy.
That's understandable.
It's not just a physical necessity. There's also a psychological shifting gears that has to happen. So, sure, it'll definitely affect, you know, even what you carry. You know, we talked about that a little bit. Bare bones, if I go anywhere that, I mean, keep in mind the weather down here is, you know, it's blue jean shorts and T-shirt weather. The least I'll carry is a G26 with two G17 backup magazines.
Right.
And that'll be it. And that's, you know, bare bones. Go ahead.
Is that your preferred weapon to carry, or would you rather carry something a little bigger?
The G45 is what I consider my go-to Glock now. The G45 9mm is the G17 frame with a G19 top end.
Okay.
And I really like how the gun handles. It's very controllable. It's nice size all around for me. But, you know, coming back to the bare bones, you know, a lot of people think that the smaller guns are, I don't know, more concealable. They may be, but they are definitely much more difficult to shoot well. That's one of the fallacies or maybe not enough attention has been paid to that.
Right.
But the compacts and the ultra-compact guns, subcompacts, they're difficult to shoot well. They're difficult to handle well because they're mechanically sprung heavier. And it's, of course, a smaller package. So if you have large hands like I do, the G26 is a small of a gun that I can fire effectively.
I don't feel so bad about myself now. Cool. I will relate this to you anyway. But this kind of course for you, are you going to run it flat out? Do you feel like you got? I tell you what, don't answer that right now because we're coming up on the first break.
Okay.
We're talking to Dave Harrington. He's the head of Combat Speed LLC. Quite a few of the instructors that you've heard about have trained with Mr. Harrington, primarily because of his background. He had a very extensive background in the military and spec ops. And he stayed in the military a lot longer than I did, apparently. Maybe we were in at the same time. I don't know. I think you got out in 2003, but we'll cover that when we get back. Check him out at Combat Speed LLC if you're looking to get into a class, which is another thing we got to talk about here very shortly. But in any event, this is Lock and Load.
AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at FranklinArmory.com. FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington on the road. Is it raining there?
No, man. The weather's cleared up. It's supposed to be real nice this week.
Okay.
But I plan on spending my time at the range.
Let's see. We've got a call right now from Trucker Dave. You want to take that real quick?
Go ahead, man.
Let's see what Trucker Dave's got to say. Yes, sir, Trucker Dave, what can we do for you? You're on the line with Dave Harrington and Bill Frady.
Hey, guys. It's an honor, and thank you both for your service. I did a little time myself in the Combat Engineers U.S. Army Reserve as a truck driver.
Very cool.
Hey, I tuned in a little bit late to hear about the nature of your injury, Super Dave.
Okay.
The nature of my injury.
How did I accumulate them?
Say over?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
He wanted to know what you got and how bad it was, I think.
Oh, I had my knees replaced. I've had two spinal surgeries, lower and mid-back. I've had my neck replaced. I blew up my right Achilles tendon last year. That's what I'm healing up from now. And I'm ready to start, getting back into the running and gunning aspects of competitive shooting again.
God bless you, brother. You've been through it all.
Well, I just, I've had quite a few obstacles put in front of me, but you just got to overcome them and keep doing what you enjoy,
That's right. Keep on overcoming, man. And I do appreciate all the sponsors that you have on your show. Bill makes Lock and Load on the air and allows me to get the podcast and to actually join the conversation once in a while. And,
yes, sir.
Last night, your third hour, you were talking about those idiots on the other side who think they can come and take our gun, to which I say, hey, Fado, you and what army? And I think you gave a percentage of 20% might decide that they want to try that thing. And
let's ask Super Dave about this. Super Dave, do you think 20% of the military and law enforcement would actually follow orders in a confiscation order if that came down?
I don't think you can even break it into percentages yet. There's a huge, you got to look at the problem and what's happening actually taking place right now. It's the psychological conditioning that has to happen before the actual gun grab even gets planned. People have to be convinced it's a good thing and it needs to happen.
Well, that's
and
not gonna happen.
The people that don't agree, I kind of feel like they're not going to let it happen. And I'm good with that as well.
Amen, brother. I do want to direct your attention to a video on YouTube. I can't tell you the gentleman who produced it, but it's well produced with statistics and graphs and charts. I love those pie charts. And it's called Who Will Win the Next Civil War? And it pretty much lays it out that the left, when it comes down to it, they may control the big cities on either coast, but they are going to lose because the heartland of America is not going to take it, and we're going to be able to take some names after we kick some butt.
Well, what you're describing kind of goes along the lines of a purge or a cleansing needs to happen. And I think we're witnessing the beginnings of, something along that line, something of that nature.
We're certainly going to see, without a doubt.
Right.
We can start with the Democratic presidential candidates, just line them all up and put them through the purger. Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Enjoying the conversation.
Dude.
Keep it up, and we'd like to talk to you again sometime. Got a lot of questions about things.
Very good.
All right, very cool.
Have a good night now.
All right, take care.
Trucker Dave only just, I think he only just discovered the show, and he really enjoys the show, Dave. Trucker Dave.
Yeah, he's a very enthusiastic dude.
Yeah, he is. But at the same time, that's the thing about military people I have found. They always, I guess, with your knees, you took too many parachute landing falls or something?
Sure, and just a lot of miles running. People don't think in terms of how many miles you run. But it's quite a few.
I broke it down one time. I ran 7 miles a day for five days a week for 7 years, which is eclipsed by anything you ever did. But I mean, that's a lot of mileage even by itself. So.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, it's cumulative. But you know, you get knocked around quite a bit, and you suck it up and drive on because you're young, and you can do that.
Yeah.
But eventually it'll catch up with you, you know?
Yes, sir.
I've been extremely fortunate with my injuries and surgeries to be able to function like I do now.
Yeah.
I've been extremely fortunate in that respect. But, you know, you got to want to keep on.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, when I had my heart attack and I had open heart surgery, my heart attack was so bad that they were coming by after I woke up, and they were like, he woke up. All of the ICU nurses came in like I was Harry Potter. And when they took me to something called cardio telemetry, and this is where they're getting you ready to go, they said, you can walk as soon as we pull the tubes out of your chest. I laid back, and I said, pull the tubes. And I started walking, and I would walk, and I was measuring it by windows going down the hallway.
Right.
And I was looking indoors, and I saw guys there, and this was as good as it was going to get for them.
Right.
And I was like, nope, that's not happening to this fella. So we're coming up on the next break. We're going to get into the combat pistol craft now that I know what Dave's music is, and we've talked about his Roadhouse medical dossier. That's out of the way. Now we can move on to the good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump says now is the time to act regarding the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
I do think signing USMCA on a bipartisan basis with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and everybody else, very bipartisan, I think that's very important for our country. And I would certainly be willing to say that's a bipartisan deal.
Speaker Pelosi has said the Democratic-led House of Representatives is on a path to yes, but still looking for a few improvements to the deal, including enforceability. Four people are dead and more than a dozen are critically injured after a tour bus crash near Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. The crash happened about 3 miles from the national park, and the New England Patriots are releasing troubled wide receiver Antonio Brown. Brown is facing sexual assault allegations in a civil lawsuit and was signed by the Patriots 11 days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's on the road heading back to wherever, going from wherever he's coming from and headed wherever he's going. As you get ready to, I want to ask you this simply because of the platform thing, and you sort of seem to go along with that too. You like 1911s.
Absolutely.
But you like Glocks.
Absolutely.
So why do the 1911 guys, which the 1911 is a pistol that you find somebody knows how to use a 1911 and use it well and use it effectively, that's probably a pretty dangerous hombre. And the Glock is just like the everybody's gun. Anybody can operate it. It doesn't take a whole lot of finesse, if you will. Why is it that so many 1911 guys like Glocks?
They're your affordable, opinion. They go bang reliably. If you leave them alone, they go bang every time. They're safe. It's just a good modern combat handgun for the money. And it's actually not that modern. They've been around since, early 80s, mid-80s?
84, 85, yeah.
But the Gen 5, we spoke about that earlier. There's comparative grip angles. I don't really know, other than, guys just being gadget guys, but, Glock does dominate the face of the planet when it comes to, the police forces and militaries that use Glocks.
Right.
The percentage is off the chart. comparative to any other, you know, what could be considered a modern combat pistol, out of the box, go to work gun. I don't know, man.
Do you think the new crop?
I love metal guns.
Well, I do too. Do you think this new crop of polymers that are coming out, like the SIG, the SIG's been adopted by the military. I'm very partial to the CZP series.
Right.
To their striker fire. Because of the grip angle.
Right.
I mean, I like striker fire guns, but I'm very partial to the CZs. And the Glocks that I shoot the best are actually Glock clones with poly 80 lowers.
Well, that's not a real Glock.
I know.
I understand the whole, you know, concept there with the poly lowers, but you're not learning how to shoot a real Glock by doing that.
I know.
I mean, it'll go bang, cool. But
it's got the straighter grip angle.
Well, you know, what it boils down to is the coolest thing about the gun industry is you have so many choices.
Right.
You know, today you have many choices for anything that would classify as a modern combat handgun, out of the box, go to work gun, you know, CZ, Glock, SIG, Wilson Combat on the 1911 side of the house, Paul Liebenberg of Pistol Dynamics. You know, they're out there. Those guns are out there and still available. And if you can get on a build list and get a nice one before some of the icons go away, you should do it. But there's nothing like, you know, shooting a full metal gun. And when I get that itch, that's when I go to my 1911s. But for my general everyday carry is a G45 or a G26. And when I feel fancy, I'll carry my 1911s.
Well, that explains it. But I've often wondered about that. I've back in the day when I was trying to figure out what was going on with what.
Right.
I would see these articles, and like I saw this one article where they took a bunch of guns and froze them in blocks of ice, and then took them out of blocks of ice, and the only two that worked were the Glock and a 1911.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah.
I seem to remember something like that myself.
Yeah.
You're making me think way too back, way too far back.
Well, you know, it's not that far back, Dave. I mean, you know, so what? We were born in the 60s. Big deal.
I know, dude. Grew up in the 70s. Had a blast.
I mean, I still remember when Hank Aaron hadn't hit 715 home runs yet.
Right.
Used to watch him play on a regular basis. But when we get back, we've been going down reminiscing. Because I, you know, all this time, I have not known that you were hurt. So I'm very interested in what it's... because, you know, I'm having to work my way back as well.
Right.
And, Do you operate with any sort of a, every time I tell this to a medical person, they go, do you have a deficit? Do you have any sort of a deficit as far as being able to move?
No. Not that I'm aware of. But I've not tested my Achilles yet. I feel well enough to want to test it, meaning I don't have constant pain with it.
Right.
Now, if I'm on my feet all day long, it bothers me, but it doesn't hurt me. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm ready to test it out. And the only way I can do that is to go shoot a match. And you're fooling yourself if you say, yeah, well, I'm going to shoot a match, but I'm going to take it easy. Man, when that buzzer goes off, you're going to do what you're going to do to win.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there really is no control in it.
Yeah, right.
I just gotta see what's gonna happen.
Now, is this gonna be three gun? Is it just gonna be pistol? What's this gonna be?
It's just a pistol, USPSA, pistol match. I'll be shooting the production division A class. It'll be fun. I haven't shot a match in over a year.
And what are you going to shoot? What pistol are you going to
shoot? I'm going to shoot a stock G45 loading 10-round mags using G17 mags.
Gotcha. And what kind of – will you be using a regular holster for this or some sort of competition?
Oh, yeah, it's a regular straight drop. No, it's actually – I don't have, like, work gear and competition gear. I don't do that. I have gun gear.
Right.
I've been working with a couple of different holsters recently, and I always go to my original custom-made Talon tactical gear, which is very well made, and it fits me just right. And I don't, you know, because of that, I'm very consistent across the spectrum of what I'm able to do with my gun handling ability.
Right. I can, yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. I'll tell you what, hang on.
It's fire and forget.
There you go. We're coming up on the last break here, so if you would, hang on one more time for me, please. Super Dave Harrington, he is the head of Combat Speed LLC. Get ready to get back in the mix. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dave Harrington.
How's it going, Mr. Bell?
It's going. Are there any sort of competitions where carry guns are encouraged to be the gun that people compete with?
Yeah, that would be IDPA, the International Defensive Pistol Association.
Right.
Yeah, they have it broken down by divisions, you know, what type of pistol fits which division and what your basic loadout is, all that. You can shoot carry guns in USPSA as well. It's not a big deal.
Right. What do most people actually show up to these matches with, though? What do they do? Does anybody show up with a Glock 26?
Rarely.
But they could.
I shot a Glock 26 for about 6 months before I went up to the Smith & Wesson inaugural backup gun nationals. And I came in second place, which is first loser, by the way, to Mike Seeklander. He shot a real hard match as well.
Yeah.
But I spent, you know, like 6 months shooting the G26 in every conceivable manner to go up there and, you know, place that well. But whatever you carry, you have to practice with it. You have to train with it. You have to practice with it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't happen through osmosis.
Well, that's true. Do they still have the Glock? Didn't Glock have their own little shooting sports federation where you could go and compete? And I used to see video of these guys.
Do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the GSSF.
Right.
Or the Glock Sports Shooting Foundation. And it's very active. And it's the match itself is very well run. And, you know, if you're not familiar with it, you know, Google it. Get up to speed on the GSSF matches. They're a lot of fun.
Right. Well, I used to follow that. I, you know, once again, like I said, I've moved on to other types of guns. Although I do have a couple of Glocks. I have a a very heavily extended mag Glock 43, and I've got the Glock 26.
You need a G45, man. It'll change the way you
will it change my
feel
opinion
about shooting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll have to go look into one of those.
It's a very handy gun.
I kind of think, now, as far as Glock is concerned, they seem to be going the route of coming out with different configurations, where I used to see guys that would take a Glock 19 and chop down the hand grip to the length of the Glock 26. Remember seeing
why
that kind of thing
happen?
Well, because they never heard of that.
I've never encountered that.
Yeah, I've seen people take the Glock 17 and chop down the grip to the size of
wow.
the Glock 26. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Why would they do that?
They do that to have the less of a signature coming out above their belt, I guess, or something.
Right.
Or he got, you know, taking a 17 down. But is that the Glock 45? Is that the long slide with the Glock 19 grip?
No, it's the G17 frame grip with a 19 top end.
So it's the opposite. Okay.
Right.
Now, what's the difference between that and the 19X or whatever they came out with?
The 19X still has the 19 grip profile.
Okay. Too many Glocks.
It's a true 19 frame. It's not
too many Glocks out there.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, now, when I carried one on a regular basis, I liked the 34. What do you think of that one? Too big?
I use the 34s primarily in competition for the extended sight radius and the additional accuracy that should provide. And they're super soft shooting. So you can fire them fast if you're into that.
Right.
But overall, you know, it's a good gun.
Well, the thing that struck me about that gun is I used to read Masada Yub when he was a writer for Black Belt magazine back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So when I found out he was a writer in the gun world, I paid a little bit of more attention to him, and I saw where he took a Glock 26 and a Glock 34 and did a accuracy test on them at certain ranges,
right.
And he could not find a discernible difference between the two. Do you buy that, or do you think that's a possibility?
That's a possibility, for sure. That's a mechanical possibility. There's a lot of things that come into the play of the problem, though, from a quality control standpoint.
Right.
Do you remember, were they stock guns?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking they had factory sights. The sights are very well regulated, and with the variance and the slide length, and from a visual standpoint, what is referred to as the forced perspective, you know, where things are set up. If you didn't know or understand this, with the front sight being so far removed from the rear sight, the forced perspective is whichever sight you choose to focus on.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Right.
Even though, to an extent, you have to learn how to use both of them simultaneously, you want the front sight in sharp focus when the gun goes bang. But I do know this. Through experience, the shorter Glocks or the smaller Glocks are much more accurate than the longer Glocks.
I believe that.
The reason I believe that is in the shorter frames, the more robust short guns, the frames are stiffer and you have less spring flex during firing.
I never thought of that. I had never thought of that. That makes me feel pretty good about myself, too, because I have a Glock 26 that I run around all the time. Although I do have to put plus twos on the magazines. I can't stand it otherwise.
Right, I get it.
So, anyhow, we're about to come up at the end of the hour. Now, when we reconvene next week, the following week, I will be going to Steve Fisher's Red Dot Sight class.
Very cool.
That following Friday. So I will expect a book report from you about your match coming up this weekend next week. And then the following week after that, after I get back, I'll tell you how I did with Mr. Fisher.
All right, very cool.
So
yeah, my first match in the year will be this coming Tuesday evening. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, I expect you'll give a fair accounting of yourself, sir. I'll be looking for that.
I'm confident of that myself, brother.
Hopeful anyway.
Yep.
Hopeful anyway. So anyway.
As long as my leg stays together.
Keep it together. And I will be talking to you next week. Thank you for joining me this evening.
All right, Mr. Bill. Take care, man.
Yes, sir.
Be safe.
All right. Dave Harrington, Super Dave, Combat Speed LLC, coming up next. Going to be joined by Keita Bussey and her guest, Jessica Hooks, as we throw the weaponized woman out there tonight because we missed it Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.